This is In Demand. Tonight, my star guest is the beautiful Demi Lovato. Hi, Demi.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Welcome to In Demand. You haven't got mobbed by fans on the way to the studio?
They were at my hotel and they're really, really great. I wanted to actually go out and say hi, but I think the hotel is kind of like maybe mad at me or something because there's so many people at like outside the hotel.
I'm thinking so. It's probably not the hotel. It may be all the other guests.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. No, but I want to say hi to all of them. I wish it was possible, but I didn't want to be too late.
Your fans are awesome. Were you expecting that that kind of response when you arrived?
You know, every single time I come back to the UK, my fan base seems like it's growing and growing and getting bigger. And so I feel really, really grateful and blessed that I have this fan base that keeps growing.
Hey, now let's talk about Neon Lights. What an epic tune that is. It is such a good song.
Thank you.
Now, how did that little track land on your lap? Did you write that song? What's the backstory to that?
I did. I wrote that song with Ryan Tedder from OneRepublic, and he's an awesome songwriter. And so when we got in the studio together, I'd already heard the track, and that's when it all kind of came together, was when we were in the studio. And it was within a matter of just a couple hours that we did the whole song, like wrote, finished, recorded everything.
What is it about Ryan Tedder? We're talking to a friend of ours, Ella Henderson. I'm not sure if you've heard of Ella. She just recorded a song with Ryan as well. But that guy is just magical.
He's one of the best songwriters in the pop industry today. I have nothing but really amazing things to say about him. And he's such a humble guy. So I think that people love working with him, not only because he's so humble and great, but because, or not only because he's so talented, but because he's also humble and really awesome to be around.
And a lot of the artists that we talk to, Demi, like yourself, say that they were only in the studio for a very small period of time, and before you know it, they've got like a hit song.
Yeah, it kind of happens that way. And I don't know if it's because mentally our brains are, as artists, are trained to work fast. For instance, recently, me and a friend of mine, he was in town and said, "Hey, why don't you come to the studio? Are you free tonight?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." So I went over to the studio with him, and we wrote a song. And it's actually, I think, my favorite song that I've ever written to date.
Wow.
Yeah, me and him, Nick Jonas, we wrote it within like an hour, 2 hour time period and recorded it as well. And then it was like a one take kind of thing.
Oh, awesome. And when are we going to hear that song?
I don't know. I really don't know. I can't decide when I want to release that.
This is In Demand. Tonight, my star guest is the beautiful Demi Lovato, who is back in the UK. Good to have you.
Yes.
Home. I was going to say home. It's not really home at all. But you have spent a bit of time here.
Yeah, I've been here before.
You're very busy because you've just recorded a track with our friends The Vamps too.
I did, yeah. That was really fun. And I just shot the music video for that as well.
Oh, tell us about that.
Well, I actually didn't meet them until yesterday here in the UK. I shot my part of the music video in Malibu about a week ago, maybe? I don't know. And they had filmed it a different day. So I had never even met them until yesterday.
And you took our friend's Little Mix on the road with you in the States.
I did. They're really sweet girls. They're very talented, and I'm excited for all of their success.
What we like to do quite often, Demi, is get artists to ask other artists questions, and we actually have a question for you from the girls from Little Mix.
Oh.
Yeah, and here we go.
Hi, Demi. Is she going to listen to this?
Yeah.
Oh. just want to know if you like your ring we bought you, and if you've worn it yet.
Oh, what did
the ring?
It was Alexander McQueen ring.
Yeah.
Big skull ring, because we know she's a little punk rocker.
They were very excited. Did you like their gift?
I loved their gift. And you know what's so funny is there's actually a few times where people, like, I'm a really hard person to shop for. So, like, there's few times where I actually like stuff that people get me. I know it's really bad. But I really did like this ring. And yes, I wore it. It's beautiful.
The new tune Salute is amazing. It's such a good song.
Yeah, I performed that with them.
Oh, wow.
I performed that on our tour. I was dressed as a snowman.
Okay, hold on.
And I didn't actually sing, but I performed with them.
Right. Is this one of these moments where they actually don't know you're on the stage and you just kind of arrive on the stage dressed as a snowman?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. How often do you dress as a snowman?
Just when Little Mix is on tour with me on their last show.
Have you caught up with any of your other friends, like Simon Cowell? Have you seen Simon since you've been back in the UK?
I haven't. No, I can't say that I have.
And have you also heard that Adele could be the next... the next judge on X Factor UK.
I didn't hear that. That's awesome. She's super, super talented.
Any advice for Adele taking on that challenge? Because you're amazing on there.
Okay, nobody should ever give Adele advice, period, because Adele is Adele, and she's the queen, and if she wants to know that I'm a fan and that I said what's up, you know, you can just let her know that she's pretty amazing, and then I think she's awesome.
Demi, that is the best advice I've ever heard for Adele. Don't give her advice. That is awesome.
Exactly. So you can tell her that my advice was for everyone else, not to advise her.
Now, speaking of Adele and Simon, his boys...